they'll be back next time as well.
So, I'm sure.
We'll see you all then. And what all should right. they do in the meantime?
Stay.
Stay.
Off.
Off.
The shit.
Jump in anytime here, Brenda.
Stay off. You struggle.
Stay off the shit list.
There you go.
That's
there.
Right. I was trying to think of what something the Pig Fatty always says, but it's been a while. Okay, fatty. He always screamed that out. Yeah. I can't remember. Okay, big fatty.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Good night, everybody.
All right, get out of here. Bye.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Big Fatty always says, but it's been a while.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 4692, I say chew. The BFO for two, I say Tuesday the 3rd of February 2026. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. I'm going to finish telling you about my weekend, and we've got a world premiere coming up. Hello, anticipators. Big Vinny, are you pouring ketchup? No. Anticipation. No, you got to be old to know that one. Yes, Big Vinny, that's why you knew it. But... the week is just moving right along, and y'all, before I forget, because I'll forget, y'all, I'd just like to announce that Hump Day Wednesday, the 4th, y'all, it is National Soup Day, so y'all make sure on Hump Day to have some soup.
Big Fatty, Dr. Stone had a carrot soup. Were they waxed? Oh, Big Fatty, you know Dr. Stone loves to wax a carrot.
Oh, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary.
Yeah, that's for y'all today, the 3rd of February, y'all, it's a very important anniversarium, a little bit of a different kind of anniversarium, because y'all, and I don't know how many years ago, but it was probably a decade or if not a decade, very close or just over. But y'all, it was the day that Brian and the Bury and the Flopfo and Danbury Jr. Y'all, it's the day they made it all official, and Danbury Jr. became officially adopted, and the Burries have a term for it, and it's like forever day or something like that. I don't really remember, but y'all, it's a milestone, and I hope they all three look back, and yeah, there may have been some rocky roads, but in the end, it's a wonderful day for them all to celebrate.
Happy anniversary.
All right, knock it off.
Y'all, we've got more entries from the number one fan contest. Y'all, the next one is from the patron saint of the BFO. That's Mr. Tim Kumal. And he says, Big Freddy, I want to be the number one fan because I've been entering this contest for 17 years and ain't won shit. Big Freddy. Y'all, my number one Northeast great Jenny. You know, that's Dan. He writes in and says, I was instructed to inform you comma, Big Fatty, comma, in 25 words or less, why I want to be the number one fan of the BFO. Well, y'all, that's just straightforward, and he follows instructions quite well. Yes, Big Fatty, he knows better than not to. Y'all, Brian out there in the Denver, he has written in and says, I have gleefully listened to all the Ruination and would love to serve as your number one fan. And y'all, Dr. Stone says, who wouldn't want the glamorous high-paid position of number one fan with its generous medical, dental, and 401k retirement package? Sign me up. It's a world premiere. Y'all, in my testimoniums on Monday afternoon, I get this from Alex Aviv. And y'all, you do not know how excited I am to receive this. So y'all just sit back and just hear this and know how excited Big Fatty is. Alex? Y'all, there is more talent in that man's pinky than there is in all of Big Fatty. Y'all, I am just overcome with emotion that Alex would do that. And I am at a loss for words. Big Fatty mocked the calendar. That's the first time that's happened. Well, anyway, Alex, thank you so much for that. Y'all, you'll be hearing that. You do know what that is, right? It is the Pineammer. It is the Pineammer version of the 1982 World's Fair. And, you know, perhaps Dr. Stone can learn to play that on his Pineammer. Big Fatty or Mr. Cackle. Oh, no, he's accomplished all of his goals with the Pineammer. Alex, thank you once again. You've touched my heart, Big Fatty. I hope he was wearing gloves. Yeah, because of y'all now, I think I finished telling you about Satdy. On yesterday's little show, but y'all got up Sunday morning. Y'all, it went down to around 20 degrees Saturday night, and when I went to bed, there was a light dusting, or there was a dusting of snow on the ground, and it may have been sleet, and who knows. But y'all, when I got up Sunday morning, I think I mentioned this on the LFC. It was like we had gotten a double dusting. I mean, when I went to bed, the sidewalk in front of the villa didn't have any snow or anything on it. When I got up Sunday morning, there was a light glazing, if you will, and it pretty much covered the grassy areas. You could see a little bit through there, but it wasn't. I would not claim it as accumulation of more than a double dusting. And anyway, so y'all, you know, I woke up several times during the night on Saturday night, and you know, ran the water and the hot water a couple of times just to make sure everything was still not freezing up and all, because you know that had happened before when we had extended days of cold temperatures here. And anyway, got up on Sunday morning. Y'all, they delivered the Sunday newspaper along with the Saturday newspaper so that, you know, not knowing how things would be, that way the carriers would not have to get out on Sunday morning. And y'all, it was a nice day on Sunday. I did my nipple walking inside. Y'all, I gotta say this. I gotta give credit to that Peter Potamus, you know, Epilui over there in the Hatlanta. Y'all, he knitted me some socks at Crema. And y'all, I wore them. Y'all, they were so nice and warm. It was lovely. Just love it. Oh, Big Fatty, warm socks. And yes, and anyway, caught up with some things on the TV machine. I think I had like 4 or 5 episodes of The Shark Tank. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, warm socks and The Shark Tank. That's just lovely. And y'all, then I decided I was going to make me some soup. And so, y'all, what I done for right at Fatty, all the good juices and everything, I poured them into a container with the, you know, small bits of the turkey and stuff like that that came off the platter. And then I had one of those envelopes of the turkey gravy mix that comes with your Butterball turkey. I put that in the freezer, and I pulled that out and put it in with there. And the leftover gravy from the supper on for right. And y'all, then I took a cup of that and put it in a saucepan, and I added 2 more cups of just water, brought that to a boil. And y'all, then I took an envelope of the Lipton noodle soup and put that in there. And Big Fat, is it soup yet? Well, it was. And y'all, it was absolutely delicious. I had it with saltine crackers with a little pat of butter on it. Oh, Big Fatty, there's warm socks and Shark Tank and soup with saltine crackers. It's true. And y'all, it was just lovely. Just lovely. And y'all recorded the LFC, of course, with old Veda. And it was, y'all, let me go back. Y'all, Sunday morning while I was doing my nipple walking, y'all, I watched that Jane Pauley show. And y'all, they had a segment on there about theme songs for TV programs and how they're well recognized and all this kind of stuff. And y'all, they just don't have nice theme songs for TV programs. And y'all, there was a guy on there. Y'all, he's written a book called Music for Prime Time. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. Oh, yes, you're the prime time. He's talking. No, I think he meant prime time TV. Oh, I'm not so sure, Big Fatty. But anyway, it was extremely interesting. And anyway, after we recorded the LFC, and I'd had my soup, y'all sat down and I watched the 60 minutes. Oh, Big Fatty, a perfect day. Warm socks, the Jane Pauley show, the Shark Tank soup, saltine crackers with butter, and the 60 minutes of a perfect day. Well, you didn't have a gentleman caller. Oh, well, almost perfect. And y'all, it was the full moon too, so I'm a little surprised there wasn't a gentleman caller. But anyway, y'all slept like a Baby Sunday night as well. Still dripped the pipes, y'all. It was down to, I think it was 24 on Sunday night, and I think we're going to about 26 Monday night. So we'll drip them again. But y'all, I got up on Monday morning. Had my breakfast. Y'all had French toast. No, I didn't have French toast. I had cheese toast. Be ready, get it right. And a little pastry and my coffee. Read my e-paper. Did my puzzles. And then I was off to nowhere because y'all, I walked. Well, y'all, I was on the computer. Y'all, I had gotten. You know, I thought I was done with Olive's estate, but y'all, I got a 1099-C I don't really understand it. I've sent it to the gentleman that helped me with his estate taxes. I don't know if we'll have to file an amendment or whatever, but anyway. Debt that has been written off or something like that. I don't really get it, but so I'm working on that too. But y'all, I went to scan the 1099-C to send it to the accountant, and y'all, I can't get the scanner on my printer to work. Y'all, I hadn't done anything different, but it won't work. And y'all, it's just like I couldn't get my iPhone to be my camera on the LFC on Sunday. So y'all, I don't know what's going on there. But anyway, so that was a little frustrating. So I eventually just I took a picture. I took a picture of the 1099-C and sent it to him, and I'm awaiting correspondence. Let's just go over here and see if I've received any correspondence. No correspondence, but y'all, I thought I'd try to get in and get his brain working. Before the tax season really gets in, swings into gear. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, the other thing, what did I have for my lunch? I had, y'all, I had some more of the turkey in that gravy, and I had the leftover green beans. Y'all, they were delicious, just delicious. And then I just decided I had only walked for an hour, walked during the Price is Right on Monday. And y'all, that wasn't enough. So y'all, after I finished my lunch, I was off on my nipple walk. Did Fat Acres, was able to close my exercise rings, if you will. And y'all, then I came back, had a little cheese and crackers. And y'all, now I'm sitting down to record the little show. And y'all, I think that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty. Big Fatty, you need to draw that out and post. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely, too, I say, Tuesday, y'all. That varmint up there in the penis, Slivania, y'all, he saw his shadow, so we're going to have 6 more weeks of winter weather. I know those of you buried in Snowmageddon are looking forward to that. Oh, yes, Big Patty, it's just lovely to look at, and then it just becomes a slushy, nasty mess. It's true. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at the Lotsel, and Brenda and Toppy and Peter G., what do you want to say?
The Big Fatty always says, but it's been a while.
You can't remember what Big Fatty... Well, Big Fatty, you really, it's not...
nothing is really memorable.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle. Yes! The show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.